What is that I hear? That whistling. Strange furry sound. It sounds like Dungenetics. Hey, I see you there. Ultraviolence, wanton destruction. I can think of no better crew than the lovely gents and lady you're about to listen to. After seeing, witnessing, and bearing blazing eye of a demigorgon, our party joins up with a soon-to-be-sacrificed helmet to trench the Dark Lake. Out of the Abyss, official D&D. Enjoy.
The Dark Lake.
Alright. You ask where you need to be. Cool. Alright, so the group travels on the first day. So you get through basically about 15 to 20 hours just drifting. The slaughter of the Kuotawa seems to have sated most of the aggressive carnivorous creatures in the area. And the presence of Demogorgon through the Dark Lake in this region definitely disrupted and caused a lot of creatures to flee. Amethyst basically is just verifying, like,
some days will be like this, some days won't be as easy. Just be prepared.
So for the first day, you really just drift. At some points, the current picks up and you're able to make some good speed. Most of the rest of the time, you are rowing where you can and just kind of moving through the currents. It is utterly pitch dark around you, aside from occasional moments like this where you will float through a cavern where lichen and phosphorescent fungi have grown up along the stalactites and stalagmites and stone pillars of the chamber, leading kind of a weird milky green glow to things. But the rest of the time, you're really just drifting in the dark. And even with dark vision, keep in mind, that's only 120 feet. So you can see out to 120 feet, and then from there on, everyone is in the same boat of being surrounded just by pitch blackness, completely inescapable pitch blackness. So as I said, the first day goes fairly uneventfully, kind of getting used to being on the water. Hemeth tells you that in terms of foraging, that you will see some islands as you go. And sometimes, he says, they can be a good place to get out and stretch your legs and get a quick rest. You also should be aware, though, that not all of those islands are uninhabited. So some of them, you might have a bit of a fight just by virtue of occupying there. So you are now on the 10th day of your trip. So everybody has had a chance for an extended rest. It is not the most peaceful of extended rests, but you have, in fact, had extended rest. Unfortunately, Sindri and Rush are still under the effect of the...
10th day? 10th day?
It is the 10th day, but you...
We're on 30 hours.
Right, but you were affected on the 8th day.
Oh. 10th
day. Yeah, so you're... Once you get through today, you should be all right. It'll be... You've been roughly 24 hours so far, I'd say. Okay. So once you get through today, you'll be restored.
Not that I know that.
Unfortunately for Sindri, he's got a ways more to go.
Sindri's just like twitching in the corner.
Sindri's just kind of twitching gently in the corner.
I can fix you up right now. Just say the word.
Who is in the front of the lead?
How do you fix me?
Yeah. Looks like Prince Darendil and Sarah.
Wait, give me a perception check from both of those.
Who's got Sarah?
Just a heads up. Mm-hmm. I did write a quick song for Eldith here to give her bardic inspiration, which is
why Sarah
D6.
Who has Sarah?
Whenever you're ready to sing it, I totally can too.
Whenever you'd like to.
I'll wait.
To wisdom?
Yep.
11.
11?
Yeah.
For
Seraph.
For Seraph and for Darendil.
3.
Oh, 3. Okay, great. and let's all make, if I could get the survival checks also that we do every day.
Eldith will make one.
Yeah. And
is there an unlimited number we can make? Or
no, you're basically making one for the group, but you can do it with aid. So I think you've got two people. I think you've got a total of, if I remember correctly, when you were on land, you got a total of 4 people that were contributing.
Yeah.
I think Nod may have been one of them.
So with our blind guy.
Yeah. And so we'll see. All right, so you may be down just to one.
Well, you said you have greater restoration, right?
Yes.
Do you want to use it on him before like the day was over when you had a spell slot or something?
I've offered it and he said he didn't want it.
Oh. Gotcha.
So let's shoot.
I guess on the 9th day we could have taken it strategically. We could have done it.
Yeah, if you'd like to. Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah. All right, you're restored.
Another spell slot, 10th day, easy.
Greater restoration spell?
Lesser.
Medicare.
Lesser restoration?
Yeah.
Okay,
would that help?
Let's see.
Watch it on him.
Lesser restoration, yeah, you are no longer affected, so Rush is no longer blinded.
I'll kiss Duncan. For like on the forehead, I guess.
Yes, sweet.
Oh, that gives me the glare.
I got 2 second level slots, so yeah.
Well, you could also use one on Sindri if you wanted.
Oh, yeah. Comedic value.
So much better.
And remember that it's the gods that make us and not us that make the gods.
All right.
yeah, whatever.
Crazy fish people.
They are crazy, aren't they?
All right, so someone want to help me with fishing?
What a wacky bunch.
I'll do some fishing. We're doing navigation right now, or fishing?
I'll
go.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, 2 of you can do the fishing, and 2 of you can navigate.
Okay. I will help fish. I'll fish.
Alright. Sorry, Eldith, I assume, is navigating.
What do you have?
Eldith will navigate.
And is somebody going to assist Eldith?
I can assist her. I don't have any skill in it.
Okay.
you don't have to.
Watch
you just aid her, and she'll just roll twice. Okay.
Advantage. Give her advantage.
Yeah. Plus guidance.
And I'll be scanning the environment.
That's crap and less crap. 16.
24 for fish.
Very good. So yeah, you actually got Rush is pretty good at fishing.
Yeah.
He's actually remarkably skilled at fishing.
Oh, yeah.
manages to score you quite a bounty. You're a little bit in trouble with fresh water, though, so that's something you might want to try to conserve a little bit more of, or find a little bit more of when you have the chance. Food's not going to be hard to come by, but definitely realizing that this water is not drinkable. And in terms of navigation, Eldith manages to keep you pretty much on track with the assistance of Hemeth. Great. So, the problem that you run into, unfortunately, is that the 2 folks that you got in the front spotting are not very good at it. So, unfortunately, you guys end up running aground on a series of stalagmites that are jutting out the bottom of a tunnel. It's just below the water line, but neither Sarah nor Darendil actually notices. So it ends up doing a total of...
Right, mending. Wait, did I get mending? No, I didn't.
I
lost.
You get mending.
Oh, yeah.
Seemed like something that would work for a forge player.
And getting it.
Alright, so each of the boats has 100 hit points. The lead boat just took 29 hit points of damage from scraping across the stalagmites underneath, and is also stuck.
Uh-oh.
No.
Stuck does not sound like a good thing to do.
I don't know if this little guy is over here. Yeah, little fella, don't you worry about that, little fella. And as you guys are realizing, everybody kind of lurches to stop. Make a dexterity save for whoever is piloting this boat primarily.
Eldith.
Is it Eldith?
I think so.
19, 21.
Outstanding. Nice. So Eldith is able to bring up this boat behind short so that it does not ram into the other one, and the tow boat also kind of drifts, which is handy because at that moment
big monster.
Smashing out of the sea or out of the dark lake. Ooh. Two of these creatures.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, marrow.
They are marrow. That's precisely what they are.
The beauty of your mind has been greatly exaggerated.
I've seen these fuckers before, guys. Ah, fantastic. That's actually really good. Intelligence?
Yep.
20.
Yes. So Flo can identify them accurately as
marrow. Where have you seen marrow?
They are big. They are tough. They use these harpoons. And we'll try to pull you out into the water with them. So you must be cautious. And everybody roll for initiative.
Alright. Oh my fucking god.
Yeah!
Wow, that's actually incredible.
Alright. Anybody above a 20?
Yes, 21 for
21. 21 for Fang? Great. And remember to roll for your NPCs too if you've got one. 15 to 20?
Duncan got a 20.
Yay.
Rush got 15.
18 for Darendel.
The flat read. There appears to be a statement from the captives of my dog. Real Doofs is the podcast Adventures with Drew, a guy who has seen a lot of important and classic movies. And his two doof friends, Brian and Joe, who have not. Listen as Drew makes the doofs guess what they think these movies are about based only what they know from pop culture. It's pop culture. Yeah. Do the doofs come close to knowing what these movies are about? The only way to find out is to listen. Go ahead and listen. It's every Wednesday. Alright. Love you too.
Okay. Fane, you are up first.
Alright. I'm gonna move over here. 5, 10, 15. And I'm gonna take a shot at monster number one with my hand crossbow.
Sounds good. Which one is one?
Oh, this is stupid. I'm going to throw a firebolt at it.
Which one is one and which one is two?
This one's one, that one's two.
Thank you very much.
That
one's
three,
actually.
Oh, one and three.
Close enough.
One and not one.
Two's going to show up fast.
I will firebolt. So, that is a 1d10. Plus 5 hits, that's a 22 to hit.
Oh, yes. Very much.
And 2 damage.
Alright, sounds good. And Duncan?
That's awesome. Duncan has second level spells.
I'm going to cast Spiritual Weapon.
I saw this coming,
yes.
Yes!
Spiritual Weapon.
What does it look like?
It looks like a giant flaming hammer.
Ooh.
Flaming meaning it's rainbow colored.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
Not actually.
Of course, it's June is Pride Month.
Give me two crimes. I hit sharks with hammers.
And he is going to take a whack at number one with said hammer.
Sounds good.
That's a 19.
That will hit.
Sweet. 1 plus your spell modifier, right? So
yes.
6. No, sorry, 4.
4 points,
4 points of damage.
Okay. 4 less than he used to have.
And that was his bonus action. I can still use an action, which I can cast a cantrip with, so I will...
Casting of the spiritual weapon is a bonus?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
Sacred Flame on the same one.
Outstanding.
Which would be a dex save of 13.
Let's see. Oof, unfortunately it makes a 19. So.
That's a lot, you know. First time trying two spells in one round.
Yeah. Not too shabby, not too shabby.
Still working the kinks out.
Oh, actually, so back up there, point of order on that.
Yep.
You actually can't cast two spells in a single round. Even if one of them has a casting time of a bonus action.
Unless the other's a cantrip.
Yeah.
Correct. Oh, and Sacred Flame
is a cantrip.
I keep thinking, Sacred Flame, I think, in the older editions used to be a level one, and I keep getting it in my head that it's still a level one. So, perfect. All right.
It's
and
a cleric's answer to Firebolt.
Is it? I got you. Oh, thanks, brother. There you go. Okay. Thank you very kindly. Darren Dill is up.
Quagga
will. We should have a lot to just with.
Get off my boat!
Get a dex save for Rush and Nod.
Oh no.
As
Nod's okay. Just thinking that if somebody moves past you like that, especially Quagoth size, you have to try to stay on your feet.
Dirty 20.
That's good enough. Alright, my friend.
Alright.
Dirty
clothes?
Yeah.
Not natural?
Not natural.
I like that, yeah.
So I've heard that.
A gentleman's 20.
Prince Darendil slashes at this merman. What's it called again?
It's a mirror.
Mirror.
I'll accept merman, especially in that particular merman.
Meemaw.
The first claw is a 9.
That will not hit, unfortunately.
The second claw is a 24.
Well, that would. That's a little feast or famine there. I like it.
And that is a 4 damage.
Perfect.
Slash.
Outstanding. With that, we move to Rush.
Can I hit number one from where I am, or is that...
I don't know.
You look adjacent.
Yes.
May I?
Yes.
Looks like is he adjacent?
Yeah.
There you go.
Ooh, more fish. And then I'm gonna send me short sword and sashimi this. 22 to hit.
22 will hit.
For 6 damage.
Okie doke.
I'm gonna flurry of blows, put my short sword away, and punch.
So
beat the fish.
Beat the fish!
Thing about 18 to hit for 7 damage.
Great.
And then. Second one. 12 to hit.
Unfortunately, that will be.
Okay. Yep.
Alright, well. Let's see here. Well, I can only really do one of them. Because this is 10, 15. Actually, I think Fairy Fighter might actually light both of them up. It's a 20-foot cube. So 5, 10, 15, 20.
Yeah, both
creatures. Nice, yes. Good.
It's creatures of your choice.
As well as
right?
All... Oh, it is?
Yeah, well, actually, it's... Let's see. Yeah, of your choice.
Gotcha.
Oh, thank God.
Disco party.
Number 3 makes a 2 for the save. What is the save on it?
The save on it is...
It's a 1.
It's like a 13 or something.
Yeah, dexterity saving throw.
Dexterity, yeah. So that's it.
It's a really shitty bar.
And then the other one only gets them 11.
Nice, yeah.
So both of them are now lit and outlined in what color?
Let's go with an enchanting emerald green.
I love it. Anything else from Flo?
I'm good.
Eldith.
Eldith will fire her short bow. Still targeting number
one. I would number one.
Yep. That stinks, and that stinks less.
You're probably
6 and a 14.
14 will hit.
14 will hit.
Which was the one she was firing at?
Number one.
Number one. Good.
For 4 points of piercing damage.
Outstanding. That seems to be the average. We're doing about 4 points every time we hit tonight.
Right. It's like a 1 plus here.
Sindri is up.
All right. Sindri is like kind of furiously cranking his crossbow in the corner, and you see that sparks coming out of it. And he takes aim at monster number 1. So that was casting a spell, Arcane Weapon.
Mm-hmm.
And now I will shoot it at this creature number 1.
Advantage.
Oh, yeah. That's 20 something.
12 feet long, basically.
Well,
I've seen them on my child's Magic the Gathering card game.
So that's 4 plus 4. That's 8 piercing and 2 lightning.
Nice.
Does the lightning seem to have any special effect?
It does not, but it doesn't seem to not have any special effect either.
Gotcha.
So, total normal effect. Xerath is up. Bupido.
Remind me again where Bupido is.
Bupido is in the very back right corner of the first bolt.
Oh, that's so good.
He is right next to Monster.
Oh, boy.
Bupido is here.
Have me.
Friend, I want to stab it in its face. I want to carve off things on it. I want to make soup.
Yeah, Bupido might realize maybe a hand crossbow might be a little better, though.
Does he have a knife on him?
He only has a... He has a short sword.
He only uses the short sword.
Okay, right on. All
right. If Bupido has an opportunity to stab something, he will stab something.
That's what I respect most about him.
It's 14.
That hits.
Okay, good. All right, in that case, it's 5 piercing damage.
Outstanding. That is enough to kill him.
Ooh.
So, Bupido actually goes over the edge of the boat with a short sword. I am going to make soup of you! And stabs the thing, and it just, as he jumps off and hits it in the chest, he stabs it, and he's riding it down into the water. Stab, stab, stab! Let's see. Darrendil, make a reflex or a dex save for Darrendil. If you would be so kind.
Oh, no.
Okay, so Bupido is now in the water, splashing around. But the marrow there is dead. The bad news is that the marrow on the other side is not dead. So it's got poor Hemeth right there. Let's see. So that is going to be a 24 to hit.
Oh.
So you don't have, I don't have Hemeth.
We don't have that block room.
It does 5 piercing damage. Oh. And now, would somebody care to roll a d20 for me?
Alright.
19.
Big boy.
Alright, so although
good boy.
Pierced with the harpoon, when the creature yanks the harpoon out, it rips out and does not, in fact, drag Hemeth. Kicking and screaming over the edge of the water, which is a good thing.
We'll call that a win.
Yeah.
Missing about an ounce of flesh, but...
Fine. Or, sorry, fine. Fame.
Fine!
You're fine.
I don't know where I got there from.
Sacred Flame.
Sounds good.
Where the hammer fails, Sacred Flame.
It is a 17.
Also
fails.
Fails.
The only thing I've been able to roll decently tonight, though, is those saves.
Yeah.
Weirdly enough. Okie doke. Darrendil is up.
He's going to move over here.
Tech save.
And attack.
Now in the water, you can hear. But my fan! Help Bupido out of water! It's less exciting than Bupido thought it would be.
What do you think Darrendil would do? Grab his friend? Probably.
No way.
Darrendil's
got bloodlust. Yeah.
Oh, Darrendil's got the crazy on his face.
Yeah. Ooh, that is a 20 and a 10.
You get advantage on all those attacks.
Oh, I do get advantage.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, I forgot advantage on mine, too.
You stupid people.
Look at him.
Yeah, he did.
He's sad.
It's a 19.
Okay, so, go ahead.
Hammer! I didn't roll with advantage on a rapier attack.
Well,
it's been a little while.
If you hit with a rapier attack, you can try it again.
Oh, I missed.
Oh, you did? Oh, then yeah, by all means, roll advantage.
Okay. I just rolled it. That was advantage for 18 for the Claggot.
Great.
And a 19 for my rapier hit.
Lovely. Right. How much damage?
8 points with the hammer.
Beautiful.
Yay. What's going on?
8 points with the rapier.
Wonderful run down. You guys managed to double up on our previous totals. All
right, so this Claggot is going to for the that is 7, 8, 9, 10 damage for the critical hit.
That's good.
And 7 for the other hit.
Oh my god.
Okay. Rush is now up.
Seeing as I can't get to this guy, I guess I'll help up
You could occupy the space of the hammer, I believe.
Oh, where's the hammer?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'll step on the flaming hammer. Or into it. I'll fuse.
You'll fuse. With
merge with the flaming hammer. I am the flaming hammer. And I will. And I will take out my short sword and also fillet this fish. Woo! Advantage, right?
Yes.
That's 19, so, or 24 to hit, so
oh,
that's
yeah.
5 damage.
Okay.
Bonus action, double fist it in the head.
Hmm.
Words.
So it's
always
damage,
it's
the damage on the first one?
Or 5 damage.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that's.
Sorry, I heard double fist and I started giggling.
Oh, yeah.
All memory of everything else that happened to
us. Yeah, so, I rolled the wrong damage dice, but. That was a 17 hit.
Yeah.
And 6 damage.
Outstanding.
Yep.
The patented James T. Kirk.
Shoot the bar.
Double fist.
Double J is
also
here.
Oh, yeah. He's also going to shoot.
That's good.
And cross.
Hit him, JJ.
That's an 4. Oh, fuck. 12.
No, unfortunately not.
Oh.
And you rolled with advantage.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. It was 4 and 8.
Okay. Flo?
Oh, you know, Flo's thinking that maybe I can just end this with a couple kind words. So I'm just going to move over here, peek over whoever's shoulder that is.
Looks like something.
Use vicious mockery. We're going to go like, you, Marrow, the only culture that you have is the yeast cheese on your taint. Ha!
Good thing there are no children here.
Sorry.
I guess stool might be one.
Yep,
what
does
four.
That mean?
Wisdom
saving throw. Yeast.
I like
6.
Yeast.
Yes.
Again, it's double disadvantage. 3 damage.
Oh!
Somehow
just
that is the final thing. And it kind of emerges off and splashes back in the water.
Fuck your
and you can just see it
fish.
Kind of like,
some cheese rise up.
Point of order. This thing's not happening.
That's what you're wrong. We created one.
Alright, I'm gonna. My wife and I have an ongoing argument whether robots can have tanks.
Of course they do.
I'm gonna hop over here.
Bender definitely has a tank.
Hey. Are you looking for an independent publishing press? Someone you can really lock down some creative endeavors with? I tell you, this company, it's called Brain Wraith Books. That's right, Brain Wraith Books. It's an independently owned publishing press, deeply rooted in the DIY ethic. That's do yourself. All books are formatted, designed, and printed, and bound locally. So, it is Brain Wraith Books' mission to partner with creative people and bring their books to life. Why the hell not? Just check them out. Recently, they have a lovely, lovely book called In Granite Hands. It's a selected poems by Jim Thayer. Seems lovely. Probably teared my face. That's right, Brain Wraith Books. Go check them out.
Robots,
have
neither of
them. Yeah, but when Bender's saying bite my shiny metal ass,
what if it's a sex robot?
Sex robot completely, all the rules get thrown
out. I'm gonna pull Jim Joe out of here. The water.
Oh, okay, I thought you meant like out of the sex robot. How did Jim Joe get the water?
Get off that thing.
Is that him?
No,
no,
no.
I'm gonna pull Pupito out of the water.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Thank you, my friend.
You're welcome.
Pupito will absolutely kill you last. Thank you. You are a good man.
That's the nicest thing you said all day.
What did Pupito say? What did he say?
You're a good fighter.
Yes.
You're a good boy.
Pupito thanks you.
All right. So with a little bit of work and effort, you can get the boats out of here. This is clearly... The Marrow clearly used this as some sort of a trap for ships passing by. So the boat is going to be down those 20, what did I say, 29 hit points out of 100, though, so just keep that in mind.
Can I use it mending to repair it?
You absolutely could.
Okay. How much of it can I repair?
It's a cantrip. You can just use it till it's... I think it's a 1 minute cast for each time, but you can just, you know, cast it a bunch, right?
Yeah.
I know that actually written down.
Mending, 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 mending.
Still casting that mending. Yeah, you know I am.
Maybe we should put Eldith at the front of the first boat. She seems to be the best at perception and survival.
Yeah, Duncan's got a pretty good perception too, so yeah. Maybe we just switch the boats.
Sure.
Wait, we can just switch the boats.
You know, I thought I had it listed.
Switch the people.
Does it say anything in the mending?
I guess I'll transfer.
We've got good. Rush is good at it.
Repairs a single break or tear in an object you touch, as long as the break or tear is no larger than 1 foot in any dimension, you mend it.
Does it say anything about constructs or anything in there?
Can it physically repair a magic item or construct, but it can't restore magic to such an object. Examples it gives are a broken chain link, two halves of a broken key, a torn cloak, or a leaking wineskin.
Alternatively, I could use my tools.
What level spell is
I can attempt to.
It's a cantrip.
Why don't you treat it as, like, for right now, let's treat it as your spell, so you're doing
it. Okay.
I mean, you could basically, if you wanted to devote the time, you could absolutely just repair it. Like,
5 minutes?
Yeah. Essentially.
Let's do that.
It takes some time to do so. Okay, beautiful. Alright, the rest of the day passes pretty much without event. You guys are able to keep on trucking. You are now on day 11 of your travels. So if I could have everybody, or not everybody, but if I could get the morning survival checks, that would be splendid.
I will help whoever
the middle.
I'll fish.
Yeah, I can help. So Duncan, you're taking the survival test?
Yes, Elvis. Yep. Doing the navigation.
You're on the front boat now, so it makes sense. I will.
It does make sense.
I'll help.
And
I'm going to sing my Elvis song now. That's fantastic. Who brings the hell? Hell, death. Who's bringing a pleasant smell?
20.
Hell, death. She'll drink your ale while wearing chin bell. Elvis is my lass. Ha!
Hey! 20 for the fishing. Not net.
That'll work.
Yeah.
24
for
navigation.
Outstanding. You guys are doing very well. You are no danger of falling asleep, nor are you in any danger of getting lost.
Very nice.
You probably have, I'm going to say...
This is a new day?
Yep, this is the 11th day of your travels. I'm going to say you probably have another day of water, and after that you're going to have to start taking exhaustion for the
So okay. Is the water...
How could we find new water? Let's
poisonous?
Think about that.
Or, like, is the lake being fouled?
Well, you know what? You could. You have a purifying food water as well.
I don't have it prepared, but I can prepare it if...
It's a new day, right?
Yeah, the big problem is it's essentially salt water.
Yeah.
So you're not able to drink it, like I said, but if you're purifying it, then you absolutely
okay, so...
How much does that give you?
Solve that problem.
We could build a stealth.
It's a lot. It's like
40 gallons.
Everything maybe? Within 5 feet or something like that. So we would have to put it in containers. But
5 feet worth of containers.
I can make some barrels, probably.
All non-magical food and drink within a 5 foot radius is purified and rendered free of poison and disease.
Outstanding. So I think you guys will be all set then. So you make it through the most of the 11th day of your travels. It's 11 days since you busted out of Belvinville. That's how I'm keeping track of this, is since
mm-hmm.
11 days S&E. And again, you know, continuing on through, this is a more narrow area. You probably have about 10 to 15 feet of leeway on either side of the vessels as you're moving through this chamber. Everybody make a perception check.
Including the NPCs?
Not going to matter too much.
Okay.
20.
Is 20?
Natural.
18.
8.
10.
22.
Definitely heard you say that.
So one thing I know Travis always says.
It doesn't matter when you spell it.
The It's like a sketch race.
Are we talking about spilled water?
Oh, we got jokes. Ah, see how it is.
Oh, gosh. We're going to make t-shirts.
Oh, no. Is this a fork? We're going to have to choose.
We are now on day 12. So everybody has had the equivalent of an extended rest. If I could have the foraging / navigation, and also Duncan, I presume that you are going to do one to cure or purify food and water.
It's a ritual, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
More Eldith.
I will help.
Or
I'm helping.
I am helping.
Oh.
25, not 24. Yeah.
That's
23
for survival.
23 for survival? Perfect.
Yeah. 25.
The surviving
Great.
Thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And the
that's
navigating
a,
thing.
That's
an 18 out of 10.
That's even higher.
Bigger number. So 31.
What?
Yeah.
We're not getting lost, Travis. Don't even.
Sorry, the DC was 32.
Right. No. Inspiration plus guidance plus your old 18 plus your scout plus 5.
She smells the air and can sense the path.
Yeah, she pretty much just saw through a school.
All those teleports.
A festival.
All right.
How many of those inspirations do you have?
I have 3 bardic inspirations a day, and I get them back on long rest. So really, I can spill them out. Sometimes I'll kind of
oh,
hold
speaking
them
of inspiration, take inspiration for booking the room, and Mike, take inspiration for getting the chat going when I did not.
Oh.
And also for bringing the map.
Double inspiration.
All the inspirations.
No, no, I can only have one.
You can pretend you have two, though.
The Dark Lake Voyage takes you into a narrow, 30-foot wide, Fares Rest lit tunnel of eerie quiet. Do you guys remember the Fares Rest, the weird kind of glow that happens in certain points of the Underdark? This tunnel is definitely very well lit there. The sounds of the paddles gently lapping on the water echoes on the walls, while water occasionally drips from unseen sources high above. The eerie purple glow illuminates blind cavefish that move mindlessly about near the surface of the water. Some of the fish are so unaware of your presence that they run into your boat. As you round a bend, you see a diamond-shaped small islet of limestone and stalagmites some 50 feet ahead. You're going to be closer to it by the time the encounter starts. The tunnel forks at the islet, or at the island, with the Dark Lake flowing to the left and right of the bit of dry rock. Your eyes are drawn to a wicked sight upon the island, a pyramid of bones, at least 8 feet high and 5 feet wide.
Holy
in
shit.
Sitting atop this pile is a large horned ram's skull, carefully positioned to be facing your direction with its empty sockets gazing intently at you. As you're considering the significance of this display, some bizarre violet beam of light from behind a stalactite above the islet just put a hole in the lead keelboat.
Shit.
You are now taking on water, and you do not have time to think. As your boat continues to drift and start to slowly sink at this fork. A strange 10-foot spherical creature has emerged from behind the large stalactite and is floating your way. Put that breath. All right, initiatives, please. All right, so we have more 20. Cool. All right, we have 15 to
turn. 19 for Sindri and 19 for Sarah.
Between
Darren
Dill
and everything else, less than
10.
9.
6 for
Jim Darrow.
Rush
cat?
Yeah, 4.
Oh, no.
5
for Bupido. Or Pito.
Okay.
And three for flow.
Oh, and four. Rush
four.
On four.
Yeah.
Can I do an intelligence check?
Sure, you can. Yeah, go for it.
What would be nature?
That's always the place to start.
16.
On a nature, it's undead of some sort. You think this was probably. This was actually. You've never seen one, but certainly you've heard of beholders. Mm-hmm. This is a dead beholder.
Holy fuck.
Despite being dead, it's still cranking around pretty good. And this one is kind of
eyes,
a cataract
maybe?
Over.
Now, it peeled off of the shrine?
No. There's stalactites
okay.
up on the ceiling.
Gotcha.
And it came around from behind one of those.
Okay.
So there's still that here. You can put this over on the island, just to represent the pile of bones, back a little bit. Keep going. That's good right there. But put it in squares, it would be so good. Perfect. Okay. Sindri is up first.
What a pretty shrine.
So the beam came from the shrine, not from the beholder.
No, it came from the beholder.
No, the beam came from
yeah.
the beholder.
Yeah, okay.
Yep. You guys were looking at the shrine like, what the hell is that? And the thing came out, floated out from behind a stalagmite, and hit
so
your boat with an eye.
Are the boat, is this boat just like sitting in place at this point?
No, it's still kind of floating, but this one is starting to sink rapidly.
This one?
Yep, and you probably have only a handful of rounds before it's actually completely underwater.
Fook.
All right, I gotta do some counting here.
Fook is right.
Aww, nice. All right, I'm gonna summon a turret. It's gonna
cool.
start messing around with his tools and kind of plop something on the ground and
right here,
right here on our boat. And we'll use this guy for the
boat turret.
What is this?
Cannon.
Bunk. All right. So in order to summon that, let's remember how this works. Okay. So it takes an action to summon it, and then a bonus action to activate it. So the one I'm summoning is called a Force Ballista. So it's going to make a ranged spell attack originating from the turret within 120 feet.
Cool.
All right. That's 11 plus 5, so that's 16.
That'll hit.
Awesome. And it will do 2d8. 2, 10 damage.
Nice.
And pushes it back 5 feet.
Excellent. Seraph. I think that's still you, actually.
He's still me.
Nice.
Seraph can't really do anything,
Double
honestly. Oh, could Seraph use his turn to maneuver the boat?
Sure.
You guys want to go up farther?
I'm going to save everyone on that.
Just go adjacent to this
yeah.
one? Yeah. How far can I move it?
You should be able to move it. I don't know. Let's just say 30 feet.
Okay.
Hey, guys.
Looks like you sprung a hole.
You left?
That's
how we brought the spare boat.
Yes.
Left a boat in the back.
Beep,
beep.
Didn't have room on the map for it, but
yeah.
Here we go.
All right, that seems like an effective use.
It's effective use of a round,
yeah.
I think so. Okay, Eldith.
No, Duncan. Right? Eldith
no,
got
Dun-
a,
I had Eldith first
got
and
a
Duncan.
6, Duncan got a 17.
Oh, okay, then I had you guys reversed. I had it the other way around. Oh, wait, you know what? Sorry, I was looking at last combat. Yes, Duncan!
Duncan! The power of Morden rebukes ye! I will turn undead.
Sounds good. Now, how does this work again?
It's a DC save against. What is it? My wisdom? Yeah, wisdom save. It's a DC of 13.
Okay.
It's them believing in religion again.
It has advantage on this. Is a wisdom save, you said?
Wisdom.
Come okay. on. Its wisdom is garbage, though. So 9 and a. Come on. 9 and a 10.
Whoa.
Oh. So is there so how does this work now?
It is turned for 1 minute or until it takes damage.
Okay.
And it must spend its turns trying to move as far away from you as it can.
Sounds good.
And cannot willingly move into a space within 30 feet of you.
Beautiful.
For its
wow.
action, it can only use the dash action or try to escape. If it can't escape, then it can use the dodge action.
Perfect.
Amazing.
So
okay.
with that, I will say
Nobody move! Nobody attack it! Get the boat to shore!
Alright, Derrindale is up.
I wouldn't expect it. He's gonna push to the front of the boat. Ah! And just.
Ready in action?
Yeah, he'll ready some claws if this beholder comes close.
Cool. Fane?
I will. I'm gonna ready up. I'm gonna move up.
Mm-hmm.
5, 10, 15. And if this beholder comes closer to us for any reason, I'm going to shoot it with Firebolt.
Sounds good. Jimdrar.
What's your god again? You see, Flo pulls out our notebook and is like, huh?
Oh, we should talk.
Oh, no.
I've accepted Morden as your personal savior.
No. Morden loves to proselytize.
Morden?
All right.
Bupito will help steer boat.
Oh, thank God.
Bupito will help you steer boat. So move boat up to corner. Keep going. Move over a little more to the right.
Right.
Yeah, that's good.
Let's see. Rush. Little Rush, what are you doing here?
Yes. I don't know. I don't know.
I'd like to talk to you about a podcast I've happened to tripped over. It's called Real Doofs. That's R-E-E-L. And that real actually means reels. These things that film used to come on back in my dwarven hometown. Anyway, it's a podcast. And the Adventures with Drew. There's this guy. And he's seen a lot of important and classic movies. And his two doof idiot jerk-off friends. I don't know if they're jerk-off friends. I'm just textualizing. Brian and Joe, they seem like nice guys who haven't it's impressive how much they haven't seen. You listen in as Drew makes the guys, the doofs, guess what they think the movies are based on, what they kind of have preconceived in their own lives. And then they actually watch the movie. But here's the real cool thing. Instead of just hearing their, post, whatever, it's snipped in. So you can hear a little bit of that movie, exactly the spot that they're experiencing. It's quite nice. It's good, well done. Anyway, enjoy Real Doofs. Comes out every Wednesday. They did Terminator. They did Jaws. I wonder what's next. Real Doofs.
Who did I miss after Lupito? I've got Flo still.
Yeah.
Did Rush, or what did Bupito get for initiative?
Bupito had a 5.
Yeah.
Rush had a 4. So Rush went out of turn.
Yeah, that's fine. So who was after Jimjar?
Let's play Jimjar, then, what are the, who had number 5, or 5?
Did Sereth go?
Sereth won.
Eldith had a 6.
So Eldith has not gone, correct?
Oh, Eldith.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's give Eldith an action.
And Eldith, they'll row her boat ashore.
Sounds good.
Row your boat.
So Rush and Flo. You were both up?
Rush win.
I already went. I
had a turn.
Yeah.
Flo.
Come on. Grab a stool.
Oh, yeah.
And hop the shore.
A great idea. Bring stool onto the shore with the...
If I can, I'd like to do a religion investigation on the shrine.
Sure.
That's going to be... It's 16.
16? Honestly, it's not... It's not a religion that you're familiar with. You're not really sure what the deal is with it, to be perfectly candid. It's very unusual. It's not part of any religious iconography or ceremony that you are familiar with.
Interesting. Stool, don't worry. Just hold on to me. I got you. By the way, you hungry?
What does Stool eat?
Because I'm...
Nutrients, dirt,
neem oil.
Nutrients. You have to rub them with oil every day.
Dump a bunch of neem oil on them.
Fertilizer.
I've got something to drink here if you liken to have it.
Oh, God.
Liken. Because.
Oh, that's why you said that.
God.
You're fired from that.
Okay.
gather these little friends around there, if you would be so kind.
We have saved ye from the Beholder Menace. You're welcome. Bring us your gratitude.
Bring us your leader. Well, flying V formation? I don't think they're that advanced.
That's pretty good.
Hey. When you got an undead beholder on your team, you never know what could happen.
These are the Mighty Ducks.
Oh, man.
What?
Sorry.
Mighty Ducks. Terrifying.
It's Emilio.
Well, actually, Simcoe
would
be the other
guy.
Bring them out, bring them out.
Any specials? The red one should be the farthest.
Travis is like, okay, you made my one guy run away for a whole 10 turns.
So. For the record, this was on.
I believe you.
It's so mad.
It's like they were waiting for us in this formation for a very long time.
I can.
Sorry.
Wait, shh. Someone's coming, guys. Get in formation.
We practiced.
Be ready when our big break comes.
One.
Oh. So.
Oh, fuck.
The skull, the weird form of skull, appears to be a Minotaur skull, which is attached to a Minotaur skeleton, which pulls itself out of the pile of bones. The rest of the bones kind of cascade down into the piles and then summon together, forming rickety skeleton warriors that follow the Minotaur towards you. Sindri.
Well, I said I should have saved that channel divinity.
Yeah, now that there's 8 skeletons in front of us.
Oh, well. 10 skeletons. Well, 11 plus a Minotaur.
Sindri is very unhappy with the recent turn of events.
And look, Stool's right in front.
Stool's next.
Don't worry, Stool. You can count on me.
Stop
Don't worry. Just calm down.
Oh, no.
This is very dangerous.
All right. Sindri will activate the turret first. It'll move 15 feet, 5, 10, 15, and then it will blast at the Minotaur.
Self-propelled turret. That's awesome.
I know.
My wife is playing an artificer in our next game. They have a new one, which is the Battlesmith, like a mechanical animal companion. So she's going to have a mechanical wombat.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Smashing creatures with its heart, cartilaginous hindquarters. She's quite excited.
That is probably not a hit. It's like 11?
Nope, close, but no cigar, unfortunately.
Alrighty, Sindri will now shoot with his crossbow at this monster here. Number 2. That's an 8.
An 8
will not hit. And now I'll retreat. 5, 10, 15, 20.
Seraph is up.
Mm.
Alright. Seraph will cast Fairy Fire. It's a 20-foot cube, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. 5, 10, 15, 20. I know. So here, so it's 10 in each direction, right?
Yeah.
Not bad.
Not too bad at all.
And then Seraph will. Just like Seraph. Not that much. I think Seraph will stay on the boat.
Sounds good. Duncan.
Well, I hate to be a one-trick pony, but I'll be a two-trick pony. So drop a spiritual hammer there.
If you're playing a cleric and you do not take spiritual hammer when you get second level, you are a fool.
Truly. That and Spirit Guardian are just like...
This time, it looks like an anvil.
Nice.
Oh.
Just dropping out of the sky.
It's like Kirby.
Can you make a piano next?
And
then
moves like an
handle.
That's a 1. So that's a miss. And then I'll use Sacred Flame. It's the same one. Why not?
All right. Sounds good. Sacred Flame, that is a 13. What is it? Dex save or wisdom?
Dex.
13.
DC is 13. So Duncan is ineffective as usual, but
it's
he
not
will
true.
Step
you
up.
Made the beholder run away.
Yeah.
All right. Darrendil is up.
Darrendil's gonna pounce off the boat and charge towards this nearest skeleton.
Yeah.
This is where he shines.
Yay. How about the roll?
Want to go here? For
it.
This way you can get attacks of opportunity if they all move around him.
Oh, I see.
And that's a 22 and a 19.
Those will both hit.
That's French.
We have 8 damage on one attack, and the second attack is a 7 damage.
All right, well that is enough to basically just smash the thing to pieces. So Darrendil just comes off the boat, sweeps with both of his claws, takes the leg out from under it, and then smashes the skull down, pulverizing it with his second blow.
That's awesome.
But he has gotten the notice of the Minotaur skeleton that just kind of hangs its head, blue glowing fire coming out of its eyes. Okay, so that was Darrendil Fane. You are up.
All right, as a bonus action, I will start singing my blade song.
Start singing my song.
Do the mist thing again. That was cooler.
What sound does the mist make?
So the blade song.
It's like old ragtime.
Faint as a like Jon Snow coming out of the boat kind of thing through the water, just you know, up to his waist with his sword.
And I'm
driving in.
Pulling my rapier out.
Outstanding. Singing loudly the now somewhat familiar notes of the blade song.
I don't have to shave my legs.
Who wears short shorts? Jim Jar.
He's gonna I think he's that one, right? So he's going to move up along, stick there. He's going to shoot the same one.
The same one that Fane just attacked?
Yeah.
Great.
16 to hit.
That will hit.
Sneak attack. 6, 9, 11 damage.
That is enough. So the crossbow bolt comes flying past Fane's shoulder, shattering the skull of that
the one right in the stool.
Having it collapsed on its feet.
Right. Corner. Yep.
25.
Oh, yeah. Attack that one right there.
Cool.
The short sword. Try to stab him in the eyes, I guess.
Or where the eyes would be.
Or where the eyes would be. 14 to hit.
That will hit.
7 damage.
Okay.
Then I'm going to...
It now has a short sword rattling around inside of its empty skull.
Yep. Then I'm going to key point patient defense. All
right.
Yep.
And from there we have flow.
Oh, boy.
Let's see. Just gonna get a little bit of room away from these guys. I'm gonna do another fairy fire, I think, roll around this group, get the last three.
Are you leaving?
Of course. Yeah, no.
No, tell me to go back in the boat.
Oh, no. still, oh, no, I didn't mean that.
Just toss them back in the boat.
Whoop! Whoop!
Defend me, stool.
You've already killed me once, you have
to. Yeah, 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 no, we won't talk about that. Stool, you'll always.
Sindri feels so bad.
So you got advantage on all of them puppies.
Plus 14 was a
pass. 14
was a pass.
14
was
a pass. 13
was
a pass. I think 13 is probably the save on flow.
Yeah, 13 is
the same. So
it's hard to get above a 13 save at third level.
Even though, why don't I make fun of just how bony he is using my bardic inspiration and drop that roll down -5?
Sure.
Yeah!
Done.
Nice.
So
done.
I wasn't aware you could do that.
Yeah.
Cutting words.
That's very cool. All right. So, one skeleton. I don't have a laser pointer, but that one right there is going to come straight at Flo.
Oh, fuck. Well, boy.
Let's see. They've got 30 move. It can get there.
Mm-hmm.
The run right there, the Minotaur skeleton, is going to come forward and stand right in front of Dendril. So I think it's just a... Actually, first, it will back up.
Oh,
and then it will charge and head
down.
Oh,
no.
And then the other five are... These five here are going to surround Rush. And in fact, you can even make room to get that last one coming in as well.
Hey, guys.
So they basically will completely surround Rush. So that is how many on him right now? Six?
Six.
All right, so six attacks on Rush.
Disadvantage because of patient defense.
Fair enough.
These were
all right, so that's a six. Second one is only... was a crit and a seven.
Nice.
Let's see. We have a 16 and a 14. 14 is not
nope.
Hit, right?
16
oh
is 18.
Yep.
Okay. Next one, that's a miss. Next one, we have a 20 and a crit.
Oh,
so the 20 will
okay,
hit.
Sure, that's fine.
That's going to be... get stabbed for 3 points of damage.
Love it.
How many have I done so far? That's four, right? Or four or five.
I think it's four.
Yeah. And that's a miss.
Six total.
Yeah. And that's a miss. That was probably... that was a great
yeah.
round.
Yeah.
Yeah. 3 points of damage for six creatures. That's
yep.
not bad at all. So on Darendil, though, the Minotaur comes in. It is a 25 to hit.
That'll do it.
All right, and he hits him doing. This is going to be math. Doing math, hit points of damage. Seven points of damage, and I need a strength save from Darendil.
13.
He gets pushed 10 feet back and knocked prone.
Oh, fuck.
Splash.
Yeah. 27 points of damage?
27 points.
Holy shit.
Damn.
Thank God he has like 50 HP.
Alright. Those are the skeletons. Sindri, you are up.
Mm. Sindri saw that awful. Awful Minotaur.
I didn't even swing on floor yet, did I?
No. I'm going to use my cutting edge. Just that check.
Sounds good. It's a 17 to hit.
Okay.
Come on.
Yeah. Miss. 5. So
beautiful.
12.
Love it. Very nicely done, sir. Hold on. Cinder, you are up.
All right. Bonus action.
Okay.
Move the turret. 15 feet. 5, 10, 15. Shoot at the Minotaur. That's a miss. Damn. Sindri himself will move 5, 10, 15, 25, and go here. And shoot at the Minotaur also.
That's an 18 target.
18 hit will hit.
Great. And 28.
That was against the Minotaur, right?
That's correct.
Yep.
That is max damage. 12 piercing.
12 piercing?
Yeah.
Okay, nice. Weirdly enough, they do not have piercing resistance.
Think.
Yeah. Love it. Okay, Sarath is now up.
Okay, Sarath will... What will Sarath do? Sarath's going to try to help Rush out. 5, 10, and shoot the hand crossbow at that fella. Yeah, that's 19.
19 will hit.
And DC 13 con for poison, unless they're immune to poison.
They are, in fact, immune to poison.
Great. 1d6. That is 7 piercing damage. And
what number is that one?
Number 2.
Excellent. Okay. Duncan.
Duncan. Alright, let's move the hammer around to this side. That's 11, 15, 16. 16 against the Minotaur.
16 will hit.
Yeah, nice. 4, 6, 7, 8, 9 points of whatever that is, force damage.
Very good.
And then Duncan's gonna step up. He's in. Darendil's in like
prone.
Decent shape, right? Like half fish.
He's just looking a little worse for the wear.
A little rough.
Yeah. More than half of the damage.
As long as we keep him away from the big guy.
Yeah. And he's prone right now.
Slow him down. I'm going to step up, cast Searing Smite, and have at it. Have at thee! It's only a 10.
Unfortunately, that's not enough.
All right.
Last until you're hit. You hit, though, right?
Yeah, for a minute.
Nice.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Okay. Darendil is now up again.
Standing up.
Great.
He doesn't like that thing that just hit him. Please
imagine not.
Barrels over there. Pretty accurate. Starting foaming at the mouth a little bit. Ooh.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's a 5 and a 3. Or actually, a 10 and an 8.
Both of those will miss.
Okay.
Fane?
Oh, boy.
I'm going to fancy see my friend in danger. I'm going to rush over here. No, actually, I will Misty Step. No, just kidding.
I mean, Christ, man, why wouldn't you? It's like half the fun of being in the labyrinth.
Oh, yeah, it is pretty awesome, but I'll save it for now.
Panic button.
So I will... swing my rapier as I do. Green flames erupt from it, a green flame blade. So I'll get advantage on the attack against number 6.
He already has
advantage.
Jesus.
That's a 10 to hit.
With the advantage?
Yeah.
I'm afraid not.
That's too bad.
It is worth a shot. Looks cool. Looks cool while you were doing it.
The green flames fizzle out as the swing misses.
Jinjar is going to get within 30 feet of the Minotaur. And hand crossbow. Yeah, I don't know if he's
30 now. 5, 10, 15, 20, whatever.
She's between the legs, yeah. 22 to hit.
22
oh,
to
shit.
Hit. Well, yes.
6, 5, and a 4.
That will 100% hit.
17 damage.
17 damage?
Yep.
That is enough to destroy that one.
Woo!
Sweet.
Love it.
So you just take that one right out of there.
Minotaur?
Oh, I'm sorry, Minotaur.
Minotaur, yeah.
Oh. Rats.
Not destroyed.
17 damage. No, that does not destroy though. I'm sorry. I got distracted. My bad. Unfortunately. Nope, still up.
Very good.
But still, that
was still
a
17 damage.
Hell of a hit. Yeah.
Let's go, Jinjar.
What did he use? Oh, he's got the sneak attack.
Yeah.
Eldeth is up.
Eldeth. I'm doing it at the start of the move now instead of the end. Flo, you seem like you're going to be fine.
I'll be fine. I got Boopido on my side.
There you go.
Nothing's ever gone wrong around Boopy, though.
Who's ready to stab?
On the other hand, those guys, it's a lot of them around Rush.
I'll be fine.
Alright, let's get the
Minotaur. I know what
to do. Looks like dancing over there.
I'm so mobile.
So it's a 19 and a 12.
On the big guy?
On the Minotaur.
On the Minotaur, both will hit.
Both will hit.
Oh.
Nice.
7 and 4, 11 points a day. Piercing damage.
Cool.
Poke, poke.
Okay, the beholder continues to float as rapidly as it can out to sea. Let's see, Boopido.
Nice. I was hoping that Boopido could kind of kind of come down at an angle on the little skeleton.
He's more likely to just run around with his little feet and just go,
That should, I believe, do it. That's going to be a 13?
13. That will absolutely do it.
Okay. That's going to be 5 damage. All
right.
Which number is that?
That's number 4.
Okay.
You feel kind of scary.
Okay. Now we've got Rush.
Guys, maybe we should get... focus the Minotaur, and then I'm going to spend 2 key points and cast Darkness around myself.
Hell yes.
Yep. So 15 feet radius. Yeah.
In all directions?
Yeah, in all directions. 15 feet from me.
Does it emanate from you always?
I'll choose like a rock on the ground, I guess. Or like from a point where I choose.
Can't see currently.
That's fine. Yeah,
Fane is currently completely blinded.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
You heard Rush say something, and then all of a sudden, like...
Focus the Minotaur! Just tell me when you're done.
It's
a sphere.
That's
for
them, though.
Yeah. It's a 15-foot radius.
Oh, okay.
So it's three...
Three squares. It's 3 squares in any direction.
15.
Yeah. Yep. Just tell me when you guys are done. I'll be here.
Fair enough. Flo is up. It would be... Yeah, just do it as squares.
Okay.
Basically.
Draw a perfect circle right now.
It's so hard to draw.
Three squares adjacent to him.
Gotcha.
Basically, it's all skeletons around me. Yeah. That was the purpose of that.
Jesus right. fucking Christ.
I'm going to cast Dissonant Whispers on the Minotaur. I have a little song. I'm going to unsling my viola. Used to be so strong.
That's ancient.
Sadly, your soul spark will not respond. Death becomes you.
Hey, Rob, I don't know if you want to use it on this attack, but you definitely have inspiration now to use that tonight.
Oh, actually, I probably should.
Might as well.
Yeah.
Can you use inspiration after you roll?
I would
actually,
prefer
is this a whispers
like
a saving throw?
I'd like to. It's basically used to give advantage or to cancel disadvantage. I'd rather use it that way than as a reroll.
Okay.
On the flip side, though, it's also good.
Oh, boy. What a hootenanny, huh? Do you think we're going to get through this one? I don't know. I don't know. It's tough to say. We got a good crew. As long as we can get our act together, stick with the plan. Anyway, you've been listening to Dungeonettes. Thank you so much. Your continued patronage in this magical thing which will only brought to you by me and the lovely people at the Geekonomics Podcast Network. Go check them out. We got some good stuff on there, including a wizard that plays in our Dungeonetics thing. Go check out our back catalog as well. Dungeonetics@gmail.com, Dungeonetics on Instagram, Dungeonetics at Twitter. Oh, and don't forget two lovely artists, Games Brown. Lovely bits from one of the people at freesounds.org. That's right, check them out. It's an easy website to remember because I needed free sounds. Yeah, it's amazing. As always, have a lovely adventure. And remember, inside of each and every one of us,